Today's daf is daf hey. So we got to the last few lines of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says b'mayo kimta, last three lines, or the last word in the line, b'may. So we're in the middle of a sugya here. The Gemara had made a chilek between Kadosh Mizbeach and Kadoshei Beit HaKavayis. And the Gemara had said, the person says the Rosh Eved or the Rosh Chamor is going to be Dimei Alai. I have to pay the damim of the head of the Chamor, the head of the Ola. So we don't say Nidom Bechvoda. We don't say it. It's going to spread to the rest of the body. All you have to do is pay just the Rosh. So that's if it's Kadosh Mizbeach, which means you want to give the value of the Rosh towards the Mizbeach. So just the value of the Rosh is what's necessary. But when it comes to Kadosh Beit HaKavayis, when you say Demo Dame Rosh Shaltumtum or something of that sort, so then for Beit HaKavayis you have to pay the value of the entire being of everything. So that's the Chilek Kadosh Mizbeach versus Kadosh Beit HaKavayis. So the Gemara now says, "B'may okimta, to that which we made the okimta, that the brice of Rosh Eved Zeh is a case of Kadosh Mizbeach, and therefore the din was, you only have to pay the value of the Rosh, and that's it. Eima Seifa, if you look at the Seifa of that very brice, it says as follows, and it's going to be a kasha. Sivlo, oh, not only that, Ela filu amar Rosh parazu hektesh, if you say the Rosh of a cow is also hektesh, ein lehektesh ela Rosha. All you have to give towards the hektesh is the head. So now, if it's really talking about Kadosh Mizbeach, so we know by a chamor and an eved, you can't bring the actual chamor, you can't bring the actual eved as a carbon for the Mizbeach, but a par you can. So if you're really saying it's Kadosh Mizbeach, we have a din, by saying a din of, you want to bring the head of a par for Kadosh Mizbeach, it actually does go for the para. It does spread the whole way. As the Gemara says, Amai, why is it limited to only having to pay for the Rosh of the para? We have a din, Tifsho Kedusha Bekula. The Kedusha Mizbeach that goes on the Rosh of the para should spread itself to the entire body. You just have to bring the entire animal now as a Kadosh Mizbeach, since you're talking about a kosher animal now. Midlo Tanya, we now have a Braisa, which is more well known because of Gemara and Kedushin. HaOmer, one who says, Ragla Shel O Zu Ola, if I say the regal of this animal is an Ola, Yachal Te Kula Ola, one might have thought that the entire animal should be an Ola. Tamalomar, no, Kol Asher Yite Mimenu, Lashem Ye Kodosh. Even Mimenu, even some of it, which means Mimenu Kadosh, Velo Kula Kadosh. The Kedusha does not spread, this is the first day, the Kedusha does not spread to the entire animal, it stays to the regal. So now you have an animal walking around which has a regal, which is Kadosh, the rest isn't Kadosh, the rest is Chulun. So what do you do with such an animal? So Gemara says, Yachal Teite the Chulun. One might think you could just be pulled to the leg and let the animal go to be Chulun. Tamalomer, you can't. It says Yiyeh, which means Yiyeh Kodesh. It must remain Kedusha, meaning Pidyon doesn't work. The regel remains Kadosh. Shebehavi Yasa Tihe. So what should you do? Hoketa, how do you deal with an animal that's leg is a Kadosh, but the rest of the animal is a Chulun? The Gemara says, Timacher Letzorche Olos. You should sell the animal to someone who needs to bring it as an Ola. So you said the animal has a leg that's Ola. You sell it to Ruvain. Ruvain now buys it, and he's Makdish the whole animal, and the whole animal is brought as an Ola. And you have the money, the Damea Chulun, the money that you sold the cow, that money you have now, all of its regular Chulun money, with the exception of Chutz, Midmei also Eve Shabak, except for that limb, that rega that you already makdish, that let's say $50 of the leg has to go towards the base of Migdash, but the remaining let's say $900 of the animal is chulun, you could do as you please. That's all Divi Rabbi Meir, where when you makdish the regal, it remains in the regal, that's it. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Vir Rabbi Yosi, Vir Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, all three of them say, Minayin la'omer ragla shalzo ola. If I say the leg of this cow is an ola, she kula ola ola. The entire animal becomes Kedusha's ola, has a chiv of a din of an ola, you have to bring it as a carbon. How do I know it expands itself? Tamalomer, kola sheyiten mimenu la Hashem yekodesh. The word mimenu is teaching it, rather the word Yehiyah is teaching us, Lirabos es kula. Yeah, that once you do mimenu, if you say mimenu's kodesh, yeah, the whole being of the animal becomes kadosh. It spreads itself on. So clearly from the second opinion, once you mark this even part of the animal, even just the regel, the entire animal becomes kadosh mizbeach. And the Gemara takes it a step further, not only according to the second opinion, even according to the first opinion. Even Rabbi Meir, afilu l'man da'amar ein kula ola. When you're makdish the regel, the entire animal does not become a kadosh. That's only hanimile de akdish davar she'ena ha-neshama tuliya bo. Only when you're makdish in a limb, such as a leg, that the neshama is not dependent on. Aval, but if davar she-neshama tuliya bo, if a person's makdish the heart, the head, the brain, or something, she-kachakula, then it will expand itself. So in our case, when you're saying that the rosh of the para is kadosh, kedushas mizbeach, according to both opinions, it certainly will expand itself. The kedusha will certainly expand to the entire animal. So that can be the explanation of the braisa when you say rosh parazu, or if to pay is the demei rosh, because it really it can't be talking about kedusha mizbeach, because otherwise it should spread it all the way through. So Gemara says you're right. Lokasha, there's a difference between ha bekedushas aguf, ha bekedushas damim. So we have to say there are really three chalukim when it comes to being makdish an animal. I could either be makdish an animal for bedek abayis, which means I want the value of this animal to be used to help bedek abayis, which is the upkeep, the maintenance of the base of mikdash. That's one level. It's all bedek abayis. Number two is the kedushas mizbeach, which we broke up in two ways. One is I either want the value of this animal used for supporting the karbanos, or I want this animal itself to be a carbon. That's called kedusha zaguf, where there's intrinsic kedusha. Kedusha zaguf. So if I'm makdish an animal, the rosh, so then we say that the entire animal becomes a kedusha mizbech. Again, if I want to have this animal's kedusha zaguf, I want to infuse it with the intrinsic kedusha on its head. So once it's intrinsic kedusha to the head for kedusha mizbech, the entire animal becomes kadosh. That's the brayis that we just brought about being makdish poshet et lekula. If I say I want to use the value of the head of the animal simply to support karbanos, that's called kedushas damim of the mizbeach. Then we say the kedusha of the damim remains only in the rosh, and it doesn't spread itself to the rest of the animal. So the Gemara says, wait a second. When I'm makdish an animal for kedushas damim, for mizbeach purposes, really it stays limited to just the rosh? V'hamar hu da'amar, don't we have a statement? This is Rava's Shita in the Maseches Temura. A makdish zachar, a person is makdish an animal, a zachar, a ram, a male animal, l'damav, that you want to just use the value to support the karbanos, but you don't want to use the actual animal as a karban, kadosh, kedush zaguf. You can't do that. If I have a very a animal that's tamim, a kosher animal that's pure, that's has no impurities, no mumim, if I makdish it for kedushas damim, from this mizbeach, it doesn't work. It actually becomes automatically, intrinsically kadosh. It becomes kedushas haguf, and therefore I have to bring that actual animal as a karbon. So here as well, if I'm makdish an animal for kedushas damim legavim mizbeach, doesn't it automatically become kedushas haguf? And then doesn't that automatically mean it spreads itself to the entire animal? And the Gemara says, no, lo kasha daktish kahada aktish kula hada aktish chad aver. Meaning what? If I'm makdish an entire animal, I want to take this very nice ram. It's a ram that has no mumim on it, it's a tamim. I want to makdish the entire animal and use the damim for the mizbeach. Then we say it can't work. Since it's the entire animal I want to be makdish, the entire animal becomes kedushas aguf, and I need to bring it as a karbon. But if I say this animal, which is a tamim animal, I want to be makdish just the head, just the part of the animal for kedushas damim that should be used for mizbeach, there we say it doesn't expand itself to the entire animal. So Gemara says, wait a second. So you're saying Chad Aver really is limited to just that Aver? So the Chad Aver Nami Ibarilan was a question. That was a suffix that the Gemara dealt with. The Bai Rabba, Rabba had raised the question in the Gemara in the Temura, Hiktish Aver L'dama Mau. If I'm Rakdish just one limb for the Kedushas Damim, to be used for the Mizbeach, that's a Shaila, do we say that becomes intrinsically Kadosh or not? So Gemara says, no. Ki Bailan, when there was a Suffolk, was a Betam. When there was no Mum, so then that was a discussion. But Hacha, here our case is talking about a situation, Bibal Mum, Dumya, Dechamar. Our Bryce above is not talking about an animal that's a tam, that has no mum on it. Then in Echanami, that would be a discussion of it spreading itself throughout the entire animal. Here's talking about a case where it's a bal mum, because the fact that they lump it together, the para, with an eved and a knani, with the chamor, indicates we're talking about a similar type of animal, namely an animal that's a bal mum, and that's a situation whereby everyone agree that it will not take on any kedushas haguf. Gemara says, Baal Mum Nami Ibarilan. That was also a Shaila. We wanted to know if a person's Makdish, even a Baal Mum animal, just one Aver, that was a Shaila, whether that Kedusha's Daman will spread itself to the entire animal. The Bai Rabba, Dimei Roshi Lagavi Mizbech, the Dame, the value of my head, and a person, of course, is a Baal Mum, he can't be brought as a Mizbech. If I want to say, Dimei Roshi Lagavi Mizbech, the value of my head is going to be dedicated to the Mizbech, Maha, what's the din? Do we say that it goes to the entire body? I need to pay the Daman of my entire Guf? Ofer, only my Rosh. So the Gemara says, Ki Barilam, then when the question was raised, was Mekame Da'ashmi Lahamais Nisam. Before hearing the Brisa above, that was a relevant question. But now, Hashid, Ashami Hamas Nisam, now we hear the Brisa, Lami Barilam, it's clear that when it comes to Ba'amum, the Kedushas Damim, Lemizbech, certainly does not Poshetes Bekula. The Gemara now says, Vaiter, along the same lines, a similar discussion, Kufa. Ba'i Rabba asks a question, Dmei Roshi Legami Mizbeach, this is what we just mentioned above, if I want to dedicate the value of my head towards the Mizbeach, Mahu, what's the din? Do we say Nidam Mechvodo, and just since my head is a Avish and the Shema Tuliabo, I need to pay the Dmei Kulo, the value of my entire goof? Oh, ain't no Nidam Mechvodo, or we don't. I could just pay the value of my head and that's sufficient. What's the Shaila? Number one, on one side we say, Lo Ashkechan Bidamim, they no Nidam Mechvodo. On one hand we define that damim is not, we never find damim that's not nidam mechvodo. I mean, always, every damim, we always say it's nidam mechvodo. We always go based on the spreading to the entire body. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps we should say, lo ashkechan legami mizbeach de nidam mechvodo. Never do we find the case by mizbeach that we are nidam mechvodo. Now, Rashi points out, Rabbeinu Gershon points out, we're talking about Balmum. We never find by a Balmum, by a Mizbeach, that it does spread itself. So meaning, if we're going based on, this is a combination of Damim versus Mizbeach. So if you look at just Damim, we always say by Damim, if we're looking just for value, we always say that Nidam Mechvodo. But when we look at Mizbeach, never do we say by a Balmum, that Nidam Mechvodo of a Balmum, Legam Mizbeach, there we never say. So it's unclear, we go based on Damim, or do we go based on Mizbeach, and the Gemara ends off with a Teku. Similar question. Bai Rava asks, Erki alai legamizbech. I want to give the erchin that of my erchin, my erchin, based on that tabula that we've been discussing. I want to give towards a carbon. So now, what's the din? So do we say nidom behesag yad? Oh, ain't nidom behesag yad. Let's say the guy can't afford it. So in terms of erchin, we said the guy says erch alai, and all he has is one shekel. He's off the hook with one shekel. That was the pasuk. So now, do we say this guy who's now saying Erech Halai, but he's also connecting it that he wants to use the Erech and not for Bedeg Abayis, but he wants to use this for the Mizbeach? So, one hand we say, again, Mahu, Nidam Hesag Yad, or Ain Nidam Hesag Yad. Lo Ashkechan Be'erchin, De'ein Nidam Hesag Yad. We never find Be'erchin that he doesn't have the option of Hesag Yad. In other words, in the positive, every Erechin does have the option of Hesag Yad, which means he should have the option of just paying a shekel and that be sufficient. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say, Dilo Ashkechan Legabe Mizbech, the Mifrik El Beshavyo. But Legabe Halachas of Mizbech, of supporting Karbanos and Mizbech, there we never allow you to redeem anything less than the actual value of the person. So if it's based on Mizbech, there is no Hesag Yad. If it's based on Erechin, there is Hesag Yad. And the Gemara answers again, this is a Teku. Weiter, Bai Ravashi Hikdish Sedei Achuza Legabe Mizbech. A person's Makdish is property that he owns for the Mizbech purposes. So do we say, Mahu, what's the din here? Mi Amrina, do we say, Lo Ashkechan Ste Achuza De Mifrike Ella Beis Zera Chomer Saorim B'chamishim Shekel Kasef? When it comes to assessing the value of being Poda, one's property of a Ste Achuza, we have a set calculation the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us, for every certain acre of Beis Zera Chomer Saorim, you pay 50 shekel for each area. So do we go based on that set value? Or Dilma, Lo Ashkechan Legabe Mizbech, the Mifrike El Beshavyo. But since the purpose is to fund the Karbanos of Mizbech, we always go based on actual market value. So do we go based on market value, or do we do 50 shekel kesef for that particular area, to which the Gemara says again, Teku. So this, we had a series of questions where you're combining two different concepts in one statement, which concept is overriding, and that the Gemara doesn't have an answer for any of these three shaylas. Okay, the new Mishnah begins as follows, bottom of Heyman Aleph, it says, Pachas mi ben chodesh nidar. A person, a child, under the age of a month, makes a, if he says the he wants to make a neder, he's chayv to pay a certain amount of money. Obviously, this isn't so practical because a child that young doesn't speak, but let's say he were to say, make a neder, so he's, I'm sorry, we want to give nether. We want to give a nether of him. Sorry, we want to be madir him. Pay the dalmim of such a child of alo nerach. But so nidar works for him, but he cannot be nerach. He's not part of the list because the youngest age we have in the Torah is ben chodesh ulamala. We don't have pachas mi ben chodesh. So there is nidar. There is dalmim for such a child, for such an infant, but there is no nerach. So the Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan hamarich pachas mi ben chodesh. A person who's marich, the katan, who's the one being marach, this time he's not the nidar, but he's being marach. So you have a child who's a very exceptional individual, he's a prodigy, he knows how to speak when he's 2 weeks old. So he says, I want to be marach something. So the Gemara says there's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer, he could be nosin. Oh, no, I'm sorry, all the way around still.
Still
away, okay, fine. So a marach, a person who's marach a katan pachas mi ben chodesh. So you want to have a marach of a infant who's under the month old. Rabbi Meir Omer, you're no sin damav. You have to pay the value. You pay the value. There's no erchin for such a child, so there's no erchin. You fall to the dam. You pay the value instead of the erchin. Chacham Omer lo amar klum. It's a meaningless statement because since there is no erchin of a pachas mi ben chodesh, he's completely potter, and you don't have to pay damim. Damim is a whole other category. He's talking about erchin. There is no erchin, and he didn't mention damim, so he's potter from erchin. He's potter from damim. So, b'mai kamifli, what's really the root of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? Whether you have to pay the damim when a person again is marich a pachas ben chodesh? Granted, everyone agrees you can pay erchin because there is no erchin of such a child, but do you have to pay damim? That's the shaila. So, what's the machlokas? So the Gemara explains it. Rabbi Meir, oh savar, ain are the motzei devar of levatala. A person doesn't say meaningless statements. Everything a person says, every word that comes out of his mouth was with certain kavana. So what we have to try to figure out what was his intention when he was marich a pachas mi ben chodesh. So Gemara says yodeya she'ein erichin the pachas mi ben chodesh. He knows that erichin doesn't work for a child under a month old. So it must be gamar v'amar l'shem damim. He must have had intent of saying damim. And he accidentally said erchin, or maybe he meant damim. His intention was damim, and that's how we understand what he was saying. And therefore, he's chayv to pay damim. Rabbanan Savri, no, other motzi dvar of lebatala. People say meaningless statements all the time, and therefore, if what he says has no meaning, we don't have to try to figure out some other kavana he may have had, and therefore, the Rabbanan say he's pater from paying anything. So, Kaman Azlaha, who is the author behind the following statement? Damer of Gidam, Rav, Ha'omer, Erech Kli Alai. A person says, I want to give the Erechin of a Kli, that's upon me. So, we know there's no din of Kalim. Kalim don't have Erechin to it, it's only people. So, the guy says, Erech Kli Alai. No sin Damiv. So, you have to pay the money, you have to pay the Damim, the market value. So who holds this way must be Kirebi Meir, who holds that ain't other moti dvar b'levatala. So when he said the erich of kli, he certainly knew that there's no erich of a kli. He must have meant damiv, and therefore he's mechayiv to pay damim. Pshita, of course, that's obvious. That's exactly what we said above. Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think someone else may have been behind this shita? The Kirebi Meir asked you. This, of course, is shita, Rabbi Meir. So now this, hey, what would you have thought? Afilu Rabbanim. Even the Rabbanim would agree to the case of erich kli alai. Why? Hasam by the katan who did tie. The guy made a mistake. He taka thought that there was erchin for a katan. That's not such a crazy thing. If a 1 month old is subject to erchin, maybe pachas mi ben chodesh is subject to erchin. So there the guy made a mistake, and there's no reason to try to figure out he thought something else. So there hasam who did tie v'savar kiecha deika erchin ben chodesh ikanami the pachas mi ben chodesh. So there's room to make a mistake, and since he made a taos, he's not chayv to pay anything by the case of pachas mi ben chodesh. But hacha here, the lekel mitai. No one in their right mind would ever think. No one can make a mistake to think that kli actually has erchin to it. So there, vade adam yodea shein erch lekli. Certainly, a guy knows there's no erchin by kli, and therefore he must have meant something. V'gamer, why did he say such a strange statement? He must have meant to gamer v'amr l'shem damim. He said erchin, thinking to give damim, and even Rabbanan perhaps would agree that a person would be chayv damim when he says erch kli a lie. Kamash milan that only Rabbi Meir holds this way, and not the chachamim. The Gemara then says, "Ule Rabbi Meir shita and top of Haman Bays." Now, according to Shita's Rabbi Meir, "Lemay itzirich." What's the need to tell me this? That was obvious based on what we saw beforehand. For Rabbi Meir shita, we know the din would be anytime he says "Ein adam moti dvar b'levatala." Of course, erech kli alai would be chayv. So for Rabbanan shita, we need a din. That was a tshichusa. But for Rabbi Meir, there's no need to teach this halacha. So Gemara says, "Mal the same." And what would I have thought? Time of Rabbi Meir, Hasam, what's the reason that Rabbi Meir holds that a person who is marich pachas mi ben chodesh has to pay damim? It was a gzeira pachas mi ben chodesh ato ben chodesh. Because if the guy was off the hook from paying a pachas mi ben chodesh, let's say he said erichin of a ben chodesh or a lamala, he might think he's pot there as well. So we don't want him to think the guy's off the hook completely. So we're gozer to have to pay even pachas mi ben chodesh. But here, the lekel migzar, there's no gzeira by a kli. No one's going to confuse a kli with a person. If we let the guy off the hook when he says erech kli alai, it's not going to lead to any other mishaps. So aim a low. Maybe there Rabbi Meir would say you're pater from damim when you say erech kli alai. So meaning the whole thought process of Rabbi Meir is based on a gzeira. That was the initial havamina. Kamash Milan, that no, it's not based on the Gzeira. The reason why Rabbi Meir says you pay Pachos mi Ben Chodesh is not because of Gzeira Atu mi Ben Chodesh. Time of the Rabbi Meir is because the Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Levatala. That's the underlying principle. And that we say, Lo Shna Hacha, Lo Shna Hacha. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Pachos mi Ben Chodesh. Doesn't make a difference whether it's Erech Kli Alai. Either way, it's going to be Chayiv to pay Damim because, again, Ein Adam Motzi Dvar Levatala. Mar wants to know, Kaman Ozla Ha, who authored the following statement? Who's behind the following statement? Dama Rabba Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Amila, others say it's Amar Rav Yeva Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Hamakdish Behemas Chavero, Nosin Dama, you have to pay the value to Hakdish. If I'm Makdish someone else's property, we know the din is I can't be Makdish your animal, your car, your Kalim, because Eina Yachal Hakdish Davar Shein Shalom. So if I'm Makdish your Chavero, what I'm trying to say, I'm being Machai myself money. I'm not giving Kedusha to your property, but I'm Mechayiv yourself saying it. Who holds that way? It must be Kaman Krabi Meir. Chacham would say, no, I want to be Makdish your property, and I can't be Makdish your Behemah, therefore there's no Kedusha Chal, and there's no Chiv. But Rabbi Meir holds the Shitaso that a person doesn't say things unnecessarily. So when he said, I'm being Makdish my friend's property, he meant he's being Mechayiv himself. It's Chayiv us of having to pay Damim to the base of Mikdash, and therefore he's Chayiv. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir again. So Gemara says, why do you have to teach me the same din? Once we know the principle of Rabbi Meir, we can apply it as we please. We don't need the Gemara to tell me every possible scenario. Ha'amr Rav Chada Zivna. Rav already taught us this one time. So why teach us again? The Ha'amr Rav Gidam Rav Ha'omer Erech Kli Alai Nosin Damav. Isn't that the same exact case? Where whenever you can't give Erechin, Mimele you give Damim. So why teach it by the case of Kli and another case by Behemas Chaver? It's the same exact halacha. So Gemara says, Mal the same, what would I have thought, Hassan, by the case of the Kli, who, diodea shein erech l'kli, like everyone knows that there's no erechin for Kli. That was Vada. And therefore, when he said that din of erech Kli alai, gamav amar l'shem damim, he clearly meant for damim. About behemah is debas mikdash, a behema, debas mikdashi, an animal which is subject to kedusha, ikle meimer de hachi kamer. Maybe Taka really meant that. Maybe he thought he could be maktish behemah's chavero. If I could convince the owner of the animal to sell it to me, it could be kadosh now. So if I, let's say, Sunday morning, makdish Ruvain's behema, and then the afternoon I buy it from him, I convince him to sell it to me, one might think the kedusha was already chal from the moment I was makdish it earlier Sunday morning. So that's what you may have thought. Aval demei lo kamer, but I never did I say I want to pay the damim. I really mamish intended on giving kedusha to guf. If I was able to end up buying it. But I never was a mechai myself to pay damim outside of that. That's the havamina. Kamash Milan, then no. Rabbi Meir's point is that ain adam motzi dvar levatala, and therefore it's he's chayv to pay damim regardless. Amar Vashi, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Vashi, v'hu, this din of Rav, it's only when you say a lie. When he says, I have to pay on me, I'm creating a schaivas on me, even though I can't be makdish behemas chavero, I could create a schaivas on myself to pay the value of it. Aval Amar Hare Zo, if I say I want this animal to be kadosh, lo, then it's clear from his statement, he mamish wants to be makdish the guy's property, and since he's not able to makdish the property, the chepsa of the behema, therefore he's not chayv to pay anything. Well, good? Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now, Ovid Kochavim, what if an Ovid Kochavim, what if a Goy wants to be Marach something? Will we accept or even be Madr something? He wants to give Damim, he wants to give Erechin. Are we able to accept it from the Goy? So Rabbi Meir Omer, Nerach, Valo Marach, he can be Nerach, Yisrael, Yid, could say Erech Goy Zelai, and he's Chayiv, the Jews Chayiv to pay. But Lo Marach, the Goy cannot be Marach someone else. That Erechin doesn't work for the Goy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the opposite. Marich avalo nerach. No, he can. If he wants to give erechin of a Jew, he's allowed to. Avalo nerach, but he can't be give erechin. Erechin only works to be nerach. You have to be a yid to be nerach. So that's a very important machlokas. They say the opposite. V'zeh v'zeh modim nodim v'nidarm. When it comes to paying dam in market value, a goy can be noder, someone else's value, and pay it. And he goes, be nidar. You could take the value of the goy and pay it towards the base of English. So that's the din of the Mishnah. So Gemara explains, Tanir Rabbanan says, the Brisa quotes in the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrael, it says in the Pasuk, Daber B'nei Yisrael, B'marta Alem Ish Kiafli. So we see by the context of giving Erechin, it says B'nei Yisrael. So what's the din? B'nei Yisrael Marichin, Vein Ha'ovdei Kochav Marichin. It's a Mefurish Pasuk that only a Yid is able to do Erechin, not a Goy. Yachal Lo Yeh Nerach. And one might think, Goy can be Nerach, Tamalomar Ish Kiafli, that the Ish is extra to tell me that no, anyone who's a man, even a guy who's a man, can be Nerach. That's the Divrei Rabbi Meir. Based on the pasuk, it says Bnei Yisrael, and it says Ish. Bnei Yisrael says he's a guy cannot be Marich, but an Ish says a guy can be Nerach. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Comes along, Amar Rabbi Meir. Meir says, "V'chimiacha shemikra echad marba mikra echad mamit." So one pasuk is inclusive; the word ish is including, and the word Bnei Yisrael is excluding. So how do I know which one's which? How come I'm including Marich and excluding Nerach? Why am I getting that way? So Gemara says, "Right, I'm including Nerach. I'm not including Marich." So Gemara says, "Mipnei mani omer Nerach v'lo Marich. Why do I say a goy can be Nerach but a goy can't be Marich? Mipnei shariba kosev b'Nerach and yosem mi b'Marachim. Because the Torah lists more things that can be Nerach than that which can be Marich. So the list of Nerach is longer than that which is Marich. Sharei cheres shotav katan is Nerachin avolo Marichim. A cheres shotav katan are in the list of Nerach, but they're not on the list of Marich. So since the list of Nerach is longer, I'm more likely to add more to the Nerach list. I'll add a goy to the Nerach list, but not add a goy to the Marich list. That's the understanding of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda responds back, and Rabbi Huda Omer the opposite. He says, B'nei Yisrael is Nerachin, v'ein of the Kacham Nerachin. So no, a goy cannot be Nerach. Yachal lo yamirichin. One might think maybe a goy shouldn't be Marich either. Tamalomer ish. So the same exact thing, but just the opposite drasha. One word is inclusive, one word is exclusive. So Amar Rabbi Huda v'chimaachas shemikriach and marba mikriach and ma'it mibnei mani omer over the kocham marich v'lo nerach. Why do I conclude that the goy can be marich but the goy cannot be nerach? Mibnei shariba kasev b'marich and yosem mibnei nerach. And he thinks the list of the marichin is longer than that of the list nerachin. Why is his list marich longer? Sharei tumtum v'androgynous are marichin. So since the list of Marich is longer, which it includes Tumtum and Jogunus, we'll add the Goy to that same list as well, making it even longer of the Marich list. So this is the Machlokus, and it sounds like, you know, just see which one's longer. It sounds like just simply reading, look, compare the lists. Everyone agrees that Cheir Shotav HaKadon is on the Nerach list. Everyone agrees Tumtum Vajogunus is on the Marich list. So seemingly three extra personalities, persons, individuals are on the Nerach list. So let's figure out why, what's really the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. They both agree with whichever list is longer, that's which one should be getting the goy. But how do you view one being longer than the other? Just count them. So Gemara explains as follows. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hilchasei de Rabbi Meir Mistavra, the halacha, the psaka Rabbi Meir, makes more sense, but the tamei lo mistavra, but his logic is incorrect. It's a very strange statement. And time of Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra, the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is correct, but Hilchasei lo mistavra, but his halacha is not correct, not as sensible. So let's explain. Hilchasei de Rabbi Meir Mistavra, the psak Rabbi Meir is more established, more sensible. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk when it came to when the building, the Beis Hamikdash, so the Goyim wanted to help support the funding of the Beis Hamikdash. And the pasuk in Ezra says, "Lo lachem v'lanu livnos bayis elokeinu." We don't have to combine. We shouldn't be partners here. It should be exclusively coming from the funds of the Yidden. Lo lachem v'lanu. You should not join us to build the Beis Hamikdash. So we're excluding them. We don't accept their money. So we see clearly, so the halacha is, that's why we say they should not be marich. We don't want them giving any money to the Beis Hamikdash. So that halacha sounds correct based on this pasuk in Ezra. But the tameh, the reasoning he brings seems to be incorrect, because tameh lo mistavra, his reasoning seems not sensible, because the kamaisi lei, he brings the svara of cheir shotav katan. Says that's different. Shiny cheshavakatan de la bnei daninu. They have no das. That's why they can't be marich. But you can't bring me a goy who has das, who is a bendaya. So that reasoning he brings of cheshavakatan is incorrect. The halacha is right because the pasuk supports you, but the svar you're saying seems to be incorrect. Now the opposite, Rabbi Huda Shita. Taimed Rabbi Huda Mestavra. The reason Rabbi Huda is correct, the Kamaishle Tumtum Vajoganis, he uses those two as a model that the Afogava, the Bnei Daninu, even though they have Das, Matinu Rachmano, the Torah excludes them. So here as well, Legave Goyim, you can exclude them as well from being Nerach. But Hilchasa Lo Mestavra, his logic is incorrect because, rather, his halach is incorrect, the psak is incorrect. Because in the end of the day, how can we accept any erchin, any damim from any erchin from the goyim? It says in the pasuk, "Dichsiv lo lachem v'lanu livnos bais elokeinu." So Gemara says. So that's the machlokas, understanding a little bit more about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. So Gemara now says a little bit further, trying to understand, appreciate the this debate here, Rabbi Yehuda, hi lo lachem lanu my avilei. If Rabbi Yehuda allows you to accept the money from the erchin of the guy, how does he interpret the pasuk lo lanu lo lachem lo lanu, that we shouldn't do it together? We clearly don't accept the funds of the guy for the base of English. How does he accept the erchin of the guy? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Avimi, he explains that ve'erko nignaz, that the din is the money that they give is actually kadosh, but we do a gniza and we don't accept from it. So in Echnami, we accept the Erechin from them, and we take it from them, but we don't actually use it. We put it in a Geniza, so that does go in line with the Pasuk of Lolachem, Lolanu. We'll take the money, but we won't actually use the money. So the Gemara says now, Elamiat, if that's the case, that when the guy gives the money, we take it and we put it in Geniza, Lo Yimalubo, there shouldn't be an Isser Hana of Mila, because we have a klal we're about to see that the only, whenever something requires Geniza, there's no violation of Mi'ila. So starting with Geniza, they have no Mi'ila. How do we know? This is the Tana Mishnah tells us. There are five different chatos. Let's say, for example, chata shemesa balev. The owner dies, or let's say the chata shniskaparel balev, or the owner became niskaper with another carbon. So there are five different scenarios where the chatas would die. We just let it die. And the malos, the money that's left over, goes to the Yahamelch. You can't use it. You throw it into the sea. It's asur bana. The din is lo nanin v'lo mo'elin. The lo nanin v'lo mo'elin means there's no milah mederaisa in these cases. But we say l'chachila don't get hana because it's her mederbana getting hana. So here as well, we say that anytime there's geniza, so this is a case where there's geniza. Right? You take the money, you throw it into the water, that's called geniza, some sort of geniza. There's no mi'ila of midiraisa on geniza. So here as well, if you have to do a geniza on the erchin of the goy, there shouldn't be mi'ila on the erchin as well. But that's incorrect, because Alama Tanya, the Bryce is a little bit confusing this piece here. But Alama Tanya, why did the Bryce teach us, Gabe Kotche Ovde Kochavim, when Ovde Kochavim is makti something, Bamed Vamun, where is this true that you can't get a na, there's no real Mila, the Kachim is Bech. When they set aside a carbon, so then there's no Mila. About Bakachi Bethe Gabais, if the Goyim were to set aside money for the maintenance of the base of Mikdash, there would be an issue of Mu'al and Behem. There is Mila. So how could that be the case? If there's Me'ila for the Bedek Abayis of the Goy, that means we shouldn't do a Geniza to it. But we just said above that when Rav Chista said this din here, Rav Chista was explaining, we accept the Erechin, as Rav Yehuda says, we accept the Erechin for the Bedek Abayis, but we don't actually use it, we put it in Geniza. If we put it in Geniza, then there shouldn't be a violation of Me'ila. But this Bryce clearly says that there is a Me'ila on the Bedek Abayis that come from the Goyim. So Gemara says, Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, really, when the guy gives the erechin to the Bedek Abayis, there really is a violation of Me'ila, Ein Hachanami. And really, Mikadin, the guy is able to support the Bina Beis HaMikdash. We accept the property. So how come the Pasuk says, Lo Lanu, Lo Lahem, Le Beis Elokeinu? So Gemara says, Mishim Rifayon Yadaimhu. There's a concern of them softening our hands. Dichsiv, Ayhi Am Haaretz, Mirapim Yidei Am Yehuda, Umivahalim Osam Livnos. They're going to hold back the production, the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to happen is, if you look at the very last line of Rashi here, Rashi explains here, El Amarava, Vade the Bedek Abayis, certainly the Erechin that was brought was for Bedek Abayis. Ubimei Ezra, Hayinu Taimo, so how come they didn't accept the money? If you really, fundamentally, you can't accept their Erechin, their Bedek Abayis, why didn't Ezra accept it? So Hayinu Taimo, the Shalchalem, Lo Lachem Levat Lanu, the reason why Ezra said we don't want your money is not because it doesn't work, it does work. But Mishum Rifayon Yadayim, which means Rifayon Yadayim, Mishum Shelo Hayu Miskavnin Latova. They really didn't have good intent of them supporting the base of Migdash. Elash Yishmichu Gamalem V'Yishmu Leitasam. They wanted to buy themselves in to be an investor so they could give advice. V'Heim Ya'achu Abinyan. They're going to delay the building of the base of Migdash. Ad Shiazivu Lev Koresh Shelo Livnos, until they convince Koresh not to let them build anymore. So Ezra didn't want to let them into the inner circle, lest they slow down the process, and that's the reason why he says lo lanu v'lo lahem, we shouldn't build it together. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll continue on Sunday.